is the Great Shalom Broadcast, proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Great Shalom Broadcast. My name is Sharon Sarles, and we're doing a series on when the road to reading is rocky. So I'm doing this series because I was requested to do so by someone, we'll just say big in the homeschooling community, and what, you know, did I have ideas? And since I have taught, three children who, quote unquote, had significant learning disabilities, even severe, unquote, and I did it successfully, then, and have some long experience in general in education, I undertook to answer those questions. And so I did tell you briefly how I taught my own progeny. I mixed what I knew from my tutoring practice with what I knew from my Montessori training, and it worked wonderfully where previous methods had not worked. And today I'm going to tell you about a number of other resources that might be helpful if you have really come to the point where this is beyond you. And really, you know, you're much bigger than you think you are. You just need the right resource. But there are professionals and there are resources. And I was told, oh, there's plenty of curricula. It's not curricula that we need. Okay, I get that. So I'll just tell you about a variety of things, and you can pull from them what you need. So first off, dealing with an individual, this is my tutoring thing, deal with the individual, find out where they want to go, what their strengths are, and use their strengths to overcome their weakness to get where they want to go. That's my tutoring method. Of course, I was tutoring people who were at 15 and older. So they knew where they wanted to go, and they knew they were having trouble in school, and they had already been drilled and drilled and drilled. So don't make education sickening for drilling ad nauseum what the child cannot do. Now, repetition is necessary, and some drill is necessary. It's been said that repetition is the price of education. And so even a genius may have to have something repeated so that he or she remembers. And how much drill is useful depends, but you have to learn it first and then drill. And so often drill has been used as the teaching method, and this is stupid. Okay, it's a time waste, and it's demoralizing. So there are times when you need to move beyond what you can do and get some resources, even some professional resources. So I'm going to tell you a few things, my understanding of these resources, and then I will post interviews with a couple of providers from important resources. So I have interview Dr. Zucconi, who is the Erlin representative to Texas. And Erlin, if you are getting your child tested for quote-unquote learning disabilities, then Erlin may be the first thing that you want tested, which is light sensitivity. And so it's a visual perceptual problem. And then also I've interviewed Jennifer Sangave, who is the Linda Mood Bell person here in Austin. Linda Mood Bell might be the place to go when everything else has failed. It seems to have an extraordinarily high success rate among even severe cases. And I did not ask how much it is, but I suspect that it costs significantly. So, but from where we are. So, first off, reading, and I've told you my ideas, and you know about lots of curriculum. You probably know that I have a book called Learn at Home for Great Shalom, and this book, I like to say methodology, but people don't understand that. They say, well, where's the method? Well, so this book is an overarching philosophy that tries to address the whole child, and not just replicate schooling and then help you choose which curricula for your child's need. And so that's what that book is. And I have a book on spelling patterns. This was necessary for my progeny. I've never been taught spelling, so we're going to talk about spelling now. But first off, my book, I've never been taught spelling, nor have I ever seen spelling taught in an organized fashion. I'm just incredulous with the last thing I saw in public school, and it was one of the best, but I just couldn't believe anything could be that disordered. Okay, I've had friends who have, without any particular education background or background in pedagogy, just developed something that was orderly and sensible, you know, like the teach at and then bat, cat, rat, sat. You get the idea, teaching spelling in that fashion to children, and that worked for their children. There is a resource called AVKO, A-V-K-O, that is sequential, and it may be right for your child. You can see reviews, incidentally, on homeschool reviews. So you see that there's a variety of opinions about that. So one parent was very happy that it didn't have games and exercises, blah, 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 which is a little amusing because most educators think that they are adding a great deal of value when they add those kind of exercises rather than merely making the presentation, testing it. But that parent thought that was just great. Make the presentation, take the test, get it done with 15 minutes. That's it. Another parent said, oh, this doesn't work for my child, because if my daughter has to write these words cold and she makes mistakes and then she corrects her mistakes, then this is upsetting to her. So yes, of course, choose what works for your child. But I am going to recommend AVKO because it's the first sequential spelling curricula that I ever saw. And it was made by somebody who has more collegiate experience and didn't come out of the public school situation. It seems that most elementary school educators by far are very much incultured into that particular way of thinking. And you know what? There might be other good ways of thinking. All right. Anyway, so AVKO I like. And I have a book on spelling patterns. There are also phonics programs. You can probably get an old phonics program. Somehow the standard phonics program is no longer sold. My friend Lindell Broad, who has a PhD in psychology and taught in the education department, as well as in the psychology department of Texas Southern University, is coming out with what she calls Remediation Toy Box. I believe it's not quite out yet, but soon will be out this spring, and I believe it will be inexpensive enough for homeschoolers to buy, but I think it's mainly geared for private schools. So it's all in a box where all you have to do is follow directions and it will work for the child, and it's a phonics-based program. And then working up from there is the Spalding method. Spalding, S-P-A-L-D-I-N, the writing road to reading. You may get materials like a book to tell you what to do, and gives you in this book examples of the child's workbook, and it is a phonics and a sequential language training program, and it makes sense. I have had this recommended to me. I haven't used it myself, but someone who has spent a lifetime working with children who have these needs says that this is her favorite program, and she bemoaned the fact that Spalding doesn't advertise more. But they do have a website. They do have representatives or trained tutors in most states and most English-speaking countries. I think probably all English-speaking countries. And of course, it's English where this is most needed, because English is not phonetic like many other languages. So, now, my friend said, this prevents dyslexia. Well, that can't be exactly scientifically precise, but I'm going to pass that along to you because that's what she thinks. It certainly will help children into reading. Okay? So, let's just say that it's more than spelling. They have handwriting and understanding how words are built on root words, and they go along with, they teach phonological and phonemic awareness. They also, similarly as I have been telling you, they have flashcards. Well, okay. Okay, yes, for the phonemes. So, it's a good compendium. I'm looking at a book called The Writing Road to Reading, and it was originally published in the 50s, but continues to be updated, and you might find this even at a used bookstore. It's, I think, quite sensible, and you might be able to get a professional. And I will say this, that often I find that when you shop for professionals, they'll sell you what they sell. And so it's very helpful to have some idea of exactly what the problem is. And so if you can get a full-on screening, this is wonderful. Again, I would say start with Erlen, because if you do a paper test and you haven't ruled out the Erlen syndrome, then you don't know if that paper test is good. But the Erlen screening doesn't usually come with the battery of tests that EDD will give you, all right? So a doctorate in education, somebody who has their own counseling practice who has an EDD will often give you a full battery of tests to diagnose. And that's industry standard. You can get these free in public schools, at least in my state. However, I have not found the public schools' batteries to be complete, to be well done. The reports, in fact, I find the reports are often written in less than standard English. And I think that I have seen repeatedly, it looks to me like principals have a pecuniary interest to ensure that students don't get the diagnosis that will require services from their school. So if you've got the money, I would strongly urge you to get your child privately tested. And it's worth it. Now, the downfall there is often the report comes out written in language that somebody with a doctorate understands, and it doesn't get translated into directions for the educators, which is, in fact, what is it supposed to be? Well, there is another use for those, that kind of diagnosis, and that is to either get services or accommodations in school. Accommodations means that the requirements for the grades are changed, and services, remediation, means that they try to teach the child or train the child in such a way as to overcome their difficulties. So, a kind of official diagnosis helps in accommodations, but I want to say is if you want to help in remediation, in fixing the problem, then that direction to educators needs to be clear. It needs to be translated into what the educator, and that might be you, understands and knows what to do with. So don't fall into the trap of every professional you go to needs to give you the full on program that they have, because your child doesn't have every problem under the sun. It just has their particular problems, and we all have some. So I don't even like to talk about disabilities. In fact, for nearly 10 years on my Great Shalom broadcast, I've refused to say learning disabilities, and now I realize people can't find me who need me because that's how SEO works. So they're very strangely, perhaps, in terms of language, there's a lot of help that occupational therapists can give young children. if they have some motor coordination problems, this may fall to an OT. And so we tend to think of occupational therapists as being for adults or older adults and being basket weaving. This is not necessarily the case anymore. There also is a real fad now among the optometrists to try to give you eye exercises and so forth. And of course, this is exactly the right thing for a small portion of the population, but not everybody needs it. And so check it out if you think it's useful, but I think it's a fad, and it's very regrettable that they were not open to this decades ago, and it's regrettable that I think this is being pushed on people who don't need it now, but at least we're moving forward. Okay, let's see. What else? Do want to tell you about the Scottish Rite Learning Center. So Scottish Rite is a Masonic order, and each of the Masonic orders has a particular charity. So for instance, the Shriners have the Shriner Hospital, and they particularly specialize in helping children who are burned. And thank you for that, because I do know of some good work where children have been significantly burned, and these businessmen have paid for treatment that would not have otherwise been available. But Scottish Rite's particular interest has been dyslexia, and their centers are free. Let me say that again, free. And they help children all the way from learning to read through adults, and it's a language retraining program based on the Orton-Gillingham method, which was started in the 20s and has stood the test of time. It's a great, great program for dyslexics. So it has some of the older thinking, but it doesn't matter. So they throw out everything that you've learned and they begin from the beginning and do it in a multi-sensory way, and it's free and it can be done in a summer, or it can be done with pulling out of school. For my own child, I had her going in the morning, and then I homeschooled her afterwards. And although she had been passing in school, it was very difficult for her. And when she hit the ninth grade, we finally discovered she had classic dyslexia. Now, I had had her tested, a whole battery of tests, even at places like the University of Texas. And why did they not find she was a classic dyslexic? I don't know. But anyway, they did a quick screening at Scottish Rite, said yes, absolutely, and she went through there. And while she did that, and I homeschooled her, and I taught her some study skills, because before, we were working so many hours before and after school that we had only time to deal with crying and homework and never got to study skills. And why was she never taught study skills? She went to some of the best public schools in Austin. Why? Anyway, so she went to Scottish Rite and was homeschooled by me, and this was her, I guess it would have been sophomore and junior year in high school, and she gained 2 years of academic standing each semester for 4 semesters in a row. Yeah, so calculate that out. So that's 8 years in grade level reading ability. So she went from what, fifth grade to the 13th grade. Well, I know there's no 13th grade in the United States, but that's the level she was at. So yes, so it really helped us. That's great if that helps. There is a newer program that seems to have some, is based on research and seems to have helped too, and that's called Fast Forward. It's written fast, it's written as all one word, fast, and then the numeral four, and then word, like a word made out of letters, Fast Forward. And this is a program for dyslexics, and it is computer delivered. Now, I have some reservations about computer delivery in general, but there are some things only a computer can do that a human cannot do, and one is slow down consonants. So this is a phonological retraining program. If dyslexia is based on slow phonological processing, then maybe some games, computer-delivered games, can improve that. Well, I did those. I took their training, and I did the games, and yeah, maybe it helped my grandson. The little training I now know is a little passe, but there's no reason to have to get into the deep weeds of, so maybe that's okay. Maybe it's a little simplistic. You know, research has gone on, but maybe that's really not necessary and to talk about. And I wasn't real happy with how they treated me as their representative, so I would get a client for them and they would take them away. So, just so you know that going in, they do sell that to public school sometimes, and they will sell it to an individual, but you will have to get the training to administer that yourself. And but it's an interesting program, and the company is called Scientific Learning. They may have improved all kinds of things from the program to their representative relationships in the past 10 years. So, but it's worth checking out. Okay, so I mentioned study skills. I'm finding that across the board, students are not being given basic study skills. And I found this very much true in my freshman level class. And so rather than I was becoming handout queen, giving them all kinds of handouts on study skills, and somebody suggested I write a book, and clearly that was the thing to do. In fact, I don't know what I would have done because the college clamped down on their photocopy. Well, I guess I could have posted it. Anyway, study skills. If you gain, and I would tell my students this, if you gain two or three ideas out of that book that make your life easier, make your grades higher, make you a more able learner, especially in this day and age when your ability to quickly learn is dramatically tied to your income earning ability, then this book is well worth its weight in gold. It's a little book, and I think that for the average public school graduate, it is something they need as they go into college. But really, really, I think that people who are about 12 should be grasping most of these skills and should be learning these skills. So take the time to ensure that your student has study skills. You know, it's a very different kind of reading, for instance, when you're reading literature compared to reading your math textbook. And reading is one thing and remembering is another, and replicating that on a test is another thing. Identifying in a multiple choice is very different from replicating and, you know, like a short answer, which is a different thing than synthesizing and writing an essay. And all of those things are very, very important. So, one of the important things is to imagine in your mind how what your child is learning connects to the real world and what they would do in business. And so, rather than drilling on the reading and the reading test and reading out loud perfectly, then help them see what it is they want to do and how these skills are useful to that. So you want to be an engineer? Okay, how are you going to write a report? You want to be a basketball coach? Okay, how are you going to diagram, and how are you going to, you want to be an entrepreneur? Great. How are you going to write your advertisements? So that kind of exercise not only will be accepted by the children, but will be highly, highly useful. It's, you know, we as educators just need to come up with a little imagination. And gosh, I'll just say a quick word for explaining and discovering the kind of income it takes to have a decent lifestyle is very important. This is not taught in any school curriculum that I know of. Well, there might be some elective classes, but anyway, I think it's something that everybody needs to know about, how to balance your checkbook, how to earn money and make the budget balance, because this is a huge motivation to study. Okay? And we don't all have to be professors. You know, the people who fix air conditioners are highly valued, especially in the summer in Texas or the heaters in Canada. We don't all have to be professors, but we all have to read. We all have to do basic numeracy. And beyond that, if we all love learning, we'll get where we want to go. Okay? So that's my quick whirlwind idea of a variety of things, resources that might help you and your child if your child is having trouble reading. Above all, don't put it off. Do not accept this strange, weird idea of, well, just put it off. They'll grow out of it till, you know. And then by third grade, when the public school people who say that are willing to test, well, by that time the child already knows that learning is difficult and they're stupid, and that's not true. So don't put it off. Don't resign yourself that nothing can be done. Don't be lazy, but don't go crazy. Okay? Please come to Great Shalom. Please share this. And please share your good ideas. So, I love you. I pray for you. And this is Sharon Sarles proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.